Okay. All right, the proposition that I'm affirming here tonight is this. The Bible supports the Catholic position that the Eucharist, or the Lord's Supper, as those in Mr. Donahue's church call it, is literally the body and blood of Christ, and not merely symbolic. That's the proposition. To begin my affirmation, I will turn to a prophecy in the Old Testament. If you have a Bible, you can turn it to Malachi chapter 1, verse 11. What I'm about to read is a verse that I imagine many of you here that are represented by Mr. Donahue may have never read, or if you have read, I'll bet you've never really considered its implications. Malachi 1:11 says this, "For from the rising of the sun to its setting, my name is great among the nations," or the Gentiles, "and in every place incense is offered to my name and a pure offering. For my name is great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts." When Malachi was written some 450 years before Christ, God's name was not great among the Gentiles. A pure offering was not made to him in all the nations. So again, this is a prophecy of times to come after Christ. Because it was only after Jesus Christ that the gospel was taken to the Gentiles. And that God's name was made great among the Gentiles, among the nations. So Malachi is saying that at some future date, the Gentiles, the nations, will, from the rising of the sun to its setting, in other words, all day long, offer incense and a pure offering. We see that the prophecy says that incense is to be a part of worship. Is that a part of your worship? And we also see that prophecy says a pure offering will be a part of worship. Well, what is the only pure offering that has ever been made to God? His Son, Jesus Christ, is the only pure offering. What do we do in our Catholic worship service, the Mass? We represent the pure offering that Jesus Christ made on the cross to the Father in heaven. And how often does the Mass, the Catholic worship service, take place? Every hour, on the hour, from the rising of the sun to its setting, all day long. And where does the Mass take place? All around the world, in all the nations. This prophecy of Malachi 1:11 is a prophecy of the Catholic worship service, the Mass. And it tells us that as a part of this worship service, a pure offering is made. It doesn't say a symbolic pure offering. It says a pure offering. Only an offering of Jesus Christ himself can fulfill this prophecy. So, that's one place in Scripture that supports Catholic teaching. Now, let's turn to the New Testament. John 6, verses 54 and 55. Jesus says, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed. And my blood is drink indeed." Jesus says his flesh is real food and that his blood is real drink. And he emphasizes that fact over and over again here in John 6. And that we must eat his flesh and drink his blood to have life. To have life in us. The Catholic Church of Christ believes exactly what Jesus says. Mr. Donahue does not. Right here is another perfect example of the Bible-supporting Catholic belief on this matter. I read John 6, verses 54 and 55, and without changing a word, I say, "Amen. I believe that." In order for Mr. Donahue to say amen to these verses, he has to explain to you what they really mean. He has to add a lot of his own words to what Scripture says so that you will know it doesn't really mean what it very plainly says. He might tell you that Jesus was only speaking symbolically or metaphorically. That's the common response from people who refuse to take Jesus at his word in these verses. But if he claims that Jesus is only speaking metaphorically, then he has some real sticky problems to deal with. The first one is in John 6, verse 51. Let me read that verse to you. "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh." Did you hear that? Jesus is saying that this bread he's talking about giving us, and which he wants us to eat, is his flesh. The very flesh that he will give for the life of the world. When did Jesus give his flesh for the life of the world? On the cross, right? So if Mr. Donahue believes Jesus is speaking symbolically, then he must come to the conclusion that the flesh on the cross was only symbolic. This is a very important point to realize, folks. Jesus gave us his flesh, or Jesus gave his flesh for the life of the world on the cross. In John 6, verse 51, Jesus tells us that the bread he wants us to eat is the flesh that he will give for the life of the world. If, as Mr. Donahue believes, the bread that Jesus gives us in the Lord's Supper is only his symbolic flesh and his symbolic blood, then the only conclusion one can make after reading John 6:51 is that the flesh on the cross was only symbolic, and that the blood spilled on the cross was only symbolic. So, Mr. Donahue and all of you who believe as he does, I have the question to ask, was Jesus' death on the cross real, or was it symbolic? Was the flesh on the cross real, or was it symbolic? Was the blood spilled on the cross real, or was it only symbolic? The next problem with a symbolic or metaphorical interpretation of these verses is that the Jews of the time had a symbolic meaning for the phrase to eat one's flesh. In Micah 3, verses 2 and 3, it says this: "You who hate the good and love the evil, who tear the skin from off my people and their flesh from off their bones, who eat the flesh of my people." And then in Psalm 27, verse 2, it says, "When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh." Revelation 17, verse 16, "And the ten horns which thou saw upon the beast, these shall hate the harlot, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh." To the Jews of Jesus' time, the symbolic meaning of the phrase, "eat my flesh," or "to eat one's flesh," meant to revile, to do violence to kill, to maim. So if Pat claims that Jesus was speaking symbolically, then according to the Jews' symbolic usage of that phrase, he must apparently interpret John 6, 54 and 55 as Jesus saying this: "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you revile the Son of Man and do violence to him, you have no life in you. He who kills me and maims me has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Which makes no sense whatsoever. To interpret Jesus symbolically here is to make this passage into one of utter absurdity. A few more problems with the symbolic or metaphorical interpretation of these verses are: why did everyone who heard Jesus say these words at the time, in person, take him literally? Why did his very own disciples call it a hard teaching? And why did his disciples leave him over what is supposedly a symbolic teaching? I mean, think about it, folks. We see in John 6, verse 52, that the Jews who heard Jesus speak took him literally. They asked themselves, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" In verse 60, we see that Jesus' disciples took him literally. They say, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" And in verse 66, they leave Jesus. And think about that. Jesus' disciples walk away from him in John 6, verse 66. 666. Pat Donahue wants you to believe that many of Jesus' disciples, those who had just seen him turn a few loaves of bread and a couple of fish into enough food to feed thousands, and who had seen him the day before walk on water, and had seen him turn water into wine, and had seen him perform many other signs and miracles, Pat wants you to believe that these disciples walked away from Jesus because Jesus told them they have to symbolically eat his flesh and symbolically drink his blood. That makes no sense whatsoever. How many of you believe that symbolically eating and drinking Jesus' flesh and blood is a hard teaching? Apparently none of you do. Why then did his disciples, again, who had seen firsthand his signs and miracles, think it was a hard teaching? Why did they walk away over supposedly symbolic teaching? Why did they believe the symbolic teaching to be so difficult? Didn't they actually walk away for the same reason that Pat doesn't believe Jesus' words here? Because Jesus was indeed speaking literally, and they could simply not understand how that could be, and they could not believe what he was saying was true. Only if Jesus was speaking literally could one say that this is a hard teaching. Jesus meant what he was saying literally, and his disciples knew he meant it literally, and they didn't have enough faith in him to accept this teaching of his. So they walked away. Will you also walk away from Jesus because of this hard teaching? And then we have the accounts of the Last Supper. In all three of these accounts, Jesus uses the word is. This is my body. This is my blood. He doesn't say this is symbolic of my body, or this is similar to my blood. He uses the word is. This is my body. Jesus says, this is my body. Pat Donahue says, no, it's not. Jesus says, this is my blood. Pat says, no, it's not. And let's see what Paul says about the Eucharist in 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 29. Here we see Paul telling us that Jesus himself told Paul about the Last Supper. Jesus himself did. And Jesus, in his description of the Last Supper to Paul, again used the word is. This is my body. This is the cup of my blood. Now, putting all these passages together, the passages from the four Gospels and from 1 Corinthians, we get a pretty clear picture from Scripture that Jesus was not talking symbolically, but literally, when he said to eat his body and drink his blood. And listen to what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11, 27. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. This was a phrase that essentially meant that you will be guilty of murdering the Lord. Guilty of his body and blood. How can you be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord if it isn't the body and blood of the Lord? If it's only a symbol, if it's just a piece of bread and some grape juice or wine. In verse 29, Paul goes on to say, for he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Not discerning the Lord's body? Well, how can you discern the Lord's body if it's not the Lord's body? If it's just a symbol of the Lord's body, just a symbol of his blood. The Bible, in passage after passage, as I've demonstrated with just a few of the passages, quite clearly supports the Catholic teaching that the Eucharist, the Lord's Supper, is literally the body and blood of Jesus Christ, and not merely a symbol for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. Again, I want to go back to John 6, verse 51. The bread that Jesus wants to give us, that he wants us to eat, is the flesh that he will give for the life of the world. Was that flesh real? Or was it symbolic? If it's symbolic, if we're only symbolically eating his flesh and symbolically drinking his blood, then that means he wanted to give us his symbolic flesh. And that he gave his symbolic flesh for the life of the world. But that's not right, is it? Jesus gave us his real flesh for the life of the world. So he's saying he wants us to eat his real flesh in the Eucharist, in the Lord's Supper.